From the automotive capital of the world, welcome to The Car Show with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
When I come up to a stop, if I use the brake and stop, then when I let off the brake to go, it jerks.
Problems with your car, truck, motorcycle, minivan, or RV? The solution is just a phone call away. 1-800-859-0957. That's 1-800-859-0957.
I put new front rotors, and when I turn left or right with my foot on the brake, I get a pulsation of the ABS.
And remember, The Car Show is designed for everyone, whether you do your own work, take your car to the dealership, or to the independent service center of your choice.
When it's cold and I start to move, it like the transmission slips and then it catches. What's the answer for that, guys?
Your calls and more when The Car Show returns.
This vehicle maintenance spotlight is brought to you by Hotshot Secret. We had an '02 Chevy 2500 diesel come into the shop last week. The customer complained of hard starts, rough idle, and of loss of power. He was afraid he might need injectors or, worse, a complete fuel system overhaul. Well, our diagnosis pointed toward injectors, which would have to be replaced as a set. But before replacing any parts, we tried some chemistry. We added Hotshot Secret's EDT, or Everyday Diesel Treatment, to the tank and sent him down the road. The next day, truck was running smoother, cleaner, and had more throttle response. EDT is a 6-in-1 diesel additive that boosts cetane up to 7 points, improves fuel economy by over 7%, and increases lubricity up to 26% thanks to its LX4 formula. It's made for today's ultra-low sulfur diesel and helps protect fuel systems on any diesel engine, old or new. Hotshot Secret offers problem-specific solutions that are powered by science. Available nationwide at Hotshot Secret's dealers, automotive retailers, and online at hotshotsecret.com.
Car Show with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
It is. I want to remind you that The Car Show is brought to you in part by Berryman and their testimonials, where drivers share their story using Berryman products with HEST, or high energy solvent technology. It restores lost power and peak performance. Do you have a testimonial to share with us? Well, email us at thecarshowdetroit@gmail.com or hop on any of our social media pages and share it there. You'll be entered to win a Berryman prize package. We're brought to you also by Dorman Training Center. Whether you're advancing your career or simply seeking a better understanding of auto parts, Dorman Training Center is your aftermarket source for continuing automotive education. Head over to DormanProducts.com to check out the latest online and in-person classes. We are joined, as we are every week at this very time, by world-class technician, Mr. Daniel Petras. How are you this fine day, Mr. Petras?
Oh, just great, Brian, and surviving the humidity and the heat.
Yeah, I am too, but just barely. And I keep wondering how many cars are overheating every time I drive home, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's not so much the overheating as much as all the people that I talk to that have no AC output.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
a lot of things that they didn't realize about their car and how they can improve the cooling of the system in the vehicle.
We will touch on that as we go through the course of the show today. We got a call. Let's go to Marcia. Marcia's got a 2003 Toyota Camry. How many miles on the Toyota, Marcia? Now I can hear you, Marcia. If I push all these buttons, Marcia, I can hear you then. how many miles on the car?
That I'm not sure. At least 200,000, okay. Or close to that. It's a 2003 Toyota Camry.
Okay, what's going on with it?
The tailpipe that's attached to the muffler fell off, and it's pretty noisy. Ooh. But we are wondering, before we go and get it fixed, if they have to replace the whole muffler or if that's something they can just do the tailpipe.
Well, Marcia, that all depends on if there's anything to weld to anymore. A 20-year-plus vehicle may have a lot of rust formation around that. And in many cases, if it broke off flush and there's something to weld to, yes, they can probably put a tailpipe on it. But I would say because of the age of the vehicle, most likely the muffler and the tailpipe probably would have to be replaced as an assembly. And if I remember correctly on that vehicle, it has a flange that bolts to the muffler. They may find out that that's also severely rusted. So you don't know until you start taking things apart. But most likely, for sure, if rust has formed and everything is delaminated because of the, we'll say, the salt spray and everything over the past 22 years, it's a good indication that, yes, both items may have to be replaced.
Okay. Is it going to be a hard piece or part to find since it's such an old car?
No, not at all. That's, believe it or not, readily available. You can go to your, you know, your favorite automotive parts store and obtain it yourself if you're capable of doing that type of repairs. But again, if you take it to a shop, it should be pretty simple. Whether, you know, you get a OE replacement style, a lot of manufacturers do that, or if you take it to a muffler shop that may have a universal type muffler and pipe, that may be another option. Okay. On that old of a vehicle.
Okay, cool. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Marcia. We appreciate the call. Remember, you can call us here every Thursday, 10 a.m. The number is 866-365-7746, just like Marcia did. And Dan will help you just like he helped Marcia. Dan's good about that, aren't you, Dan?
We try to be helpful, Brian.
Well, you're helpful. I'm sort of just here to open the door.
Right. And, you know, let's hit on the AC, on the air conditioning.
Absolutely.
In the vehicle.
Yes.
You know, a lot of people don't realize that you have a different feature. You have a recirculation feature or a maximum feature.
Yep.
What that really does is it'll take and block off the air that's coming in from the outside. Most people, or most cars, I should say, have air intakes that are by the cowl area. And of course, the fresh air that will come in that's forced as you're driving will then go through a cabin air filter. So I recommend in super hot weather, keep it on max or recirculate, and always have the air filter, the cabin air filter, checked or replaced due to the fact it'd be just like at your home. You have a clogged furnace filter.
Yeah.
You're going to have a decrease of airflow and AC output. Same thing with your vehicle. A lot of people are unaware that they have a filter inside of their vehicle to filter that incoming air. Very important. It does make a difference. So look at your maintenance records. And if you're unsure if you've ever had it replaced, have that service performed.
And how often would you replace that cabin air filter or check it at least?
Well, the thing of it is, if you go to check it, you might as well replace it because some of these are a little bit difficult to get at. Most of them are on the passenger side of the vehicle behind the glove box.
Yep.
And you look at it this way. If you, for an example, live on a dusty road, you are probably going to have to change that more often than the average person. If your driving is just strictly, we'll say, city driving, and you know it's not a real dusty area. Yeah. I know a lot of roads in Michigan are dirt roads, and you're more apt to have that replaced more often than
so
not.
Like every 6 months, you'd check it or change it.
Oh, at least in dusty conditions, or at least yearly, if not.
Okay. I mean, I've done it. You're right. It's not easy. So you're right. If you're going to check it, you might as well just buy one and change it. Makes life a little easier for everybody.
Always.
Yeah. Remember, you can email us at thecarshowdetroit@gmail.com. We'll answer any question. You regularly hear us talking about Dorman OE Fix Solutions, where Dorman takes an OE part and makes it better. Whether it's a PTU assembly or an oil filter housing, Dorman provides greater freedom to fix vehicles by constantly developing repair solutions that put owners and installers first. But there's more. Take Dorman Rewards, a first-in-class rewards program where you earn points for product ideas and feedback, Dorman parts purchases, and more. Points can be redeemed for prizes such as gift cards to some of your favorite places. Learn more at DormanRewards.com or download the Dorman Rewards app on the Apple App Store or Google Play Store. And the Dorman Training Center is your source for continuing automotive education, including virtual technical training, virtual product training, even in-person training. Dorman can help you take your auto parts knowledge to the next level. Learn more at DormanTrainingCenter.com. Dorman is not only there for you with great parts, it also offers great training opportunities and rewards. Visit DormanProducts.com for more information. When you've got rust to bust, you use PB Blaster. When you need to lubricate something to make it work and slide smoothly, you use Blaster Premium Synthetic Multimax Lubricants. Both cans feature Blaster's unique Pro Straw top, letting you adjust the flow from a wide spray down to just a drop. Blaster offers a family of products to help you penetrate, lubricate, loosen, fix, and conquer every job. So don't bust your knuckles, bust your nuts. Always use Blaster products and work it like a pro. Diesel vehicle emission controls begin with proper maintenance and fluids like DEF or diesel exhaust fluid. Featuring a mixture of high-purity synthetic urea and deionized water used in SCR or selective catalytic reduction, Blue DEF diesel exhaust fluid offers a purity guarantee to meet or exceed the strictest OEM standards. And Blue DEF Platinum features advanced system shield technology, which includes a proprietary formula to tackle deposits built up in the SCR system. You can learn more at peakauto.com.
Car Show with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
That's right. Remember, you can email us, thecarshowdetroit@gmail.com. Always open. We will reply to the email, and then we'll answer your email here on the air, too. So you'll get your answer quickly, but you'll also help other people who are probably having the same problems you're having. So it's a win-win for all of us. I want to remind you that with three premium options, Peak Power Vision Lighting is engineered to increase light output, producing Peak's best nighttime illumination yet. You can learn more about that at peakauto.com. And we're brought to you in part by autobatteries.com, your one-stop source for information on vehicle batteries, including testing and voltage procedures, maintenance tips and seasonal care guidelines, and much more. That's all right there at autobatteries.com. We're joined now, Dan, by Hank. Hank's got a 2000 Ford Toyota Sienna. How many miles on the Toyota, Hank?
Just under 100,000.
And what's going on with it?
I bought it brand new, and I keep it garaged. It's my second vehicle, and I found something leaking on it in my garage. So I took it in for an oil change with my mechanic, and he looked at it and told me the cylinder head gasket's leaking. And I said, is that pretty expensive? And he said, yeah, probably a couple $100 to replace it. So I was wondering if there's something cheaper I could do, because it's a 21-year-old vehicle, and I'd like to get, you know, stop the leak. Is there anything I can do that's cheaper to get a fix?
Well, yes, I believe, Hank, your vehicle is a perfect candidate for a product from one of our sponsors, one of our partners, and it's called K-Seal Ultimate. And what that is, it's an actual head gasket repair, and it's a permanent repair. And I think something that most people will like about this, you got a guaranteed money back guarantee with that. So if it doesn't work, you get your cash back, which makes it great. But I have yet to see this item not work for most vehicles. So what you need to do is you can go to your favorite auto parts store, like Advance Auto Parts in your area. You go in there and buy some K-Seal Ultimate head gasket repair. And what you're going to do when you purchase that, and if you don't have anything to maybe extract a little bit of the coolant out of the radiator, even though you can pour this in the overfill tank, you can purchase a vacuum pump that they have to at least pull out 16 ounces of coolant. And then what you'll do with this K-Seal Ultimate, you want to make sure that you really shake it up well, because there may be some settling inside the can. Pour that in, put on the radiator cap, and then you're on your way. Now, if you cannot get all of the material in out of the K-Seal Ultimate, whatever's remaining, you can pour into the coolant overfill tank that is real close to the radiator. And this is one of the only products that you can use when it's cold. It doesn't have to be hot. and you know, run the vehicle until it reaches operating temperature and give it a little bit of time, and you'll see that leakage you had on your garage floor most likely is gone. So again, Advance Auto Parts, Case Seal Ultimate, and that should resolve your problem. Give us a call back and let us know how that worked out for you.
Absolutely.
Sounds like a real good fix. I'll take care of that and give you a call back. Thanks a lot.
Excellent. Thank you, Hank. We appreciate the call. Remember, you call us here every Thursday, 10 o'clock. The number is 866-365-7746. You don't have time to call us when we're live on Thursdays at 10 a.m. Our voicemail is 313-405-9747. Everything's right there on thecarshow.com. So if you need anything, you know, you can't get it quick because I'm on the radio and you'd have nowhere to write, you're in your car, head to thecarshow.com when you get home, and boom, all the information's right at the top of the page. We got an email this week, Dan, from Robert from Troy, Michigan, and he says, now, he's clearly a very sophisticated, very smart guy, because he starts with, love the show, you guys are smart. I like when people call me smart. So he goes to the top of the list, as always, you know. I don't get called it a lot, so I take full advantage when somebody says, you're very smart. It's like, oh, well, you're my favorite now.
and since he said that for us, or to you, that's why we're going to do this one on air.
Absolutely. Here's his question. He says he has a 2019 Jeep Cherokee Limited, only 17,000 miles on it. He says he gets oil changes at his dealer every 6 months. Battery was replaced a year ago. What maintenance should he do if he wants to keep this going for another 5 years? He goes, it has a six-cylinder engine.
Well, you look at it this way, too. One of the first things that will come to mind because of the age of the vehicle are tires. Even though the tires have a lot of tread left, the rubber can degrade over time. So even most manufacturers will say after 6 years, let's get rid of them. Second item, because of the, not miles, because of the age, a cooling system service, a cooling system flush with a thermostat replacement. So what I always like to do and recommend for people is that if you're able to do this repair yourself or the service yourself, which is very simple, you make sure that you go and purchase a motor rad thermostat, which has great technology. It's one of the only ones out there that a lot of them that is the OE replacement, same things that the original equipment manufacturers will use, and also peak antifreeze and coolant. The reason why you want to do that is it's for your vehicle, it's specific, and it's ready to go. So them two items there. Then another concern, doesn't have to be done right away. What I've seen, especially if he's in an area that they use a lot of road salts, is taking a look at the brakes and what he's going to have to do with these brakes. Not so much the lining wear. Over time, the brake pads themselves can seize in the caliper mounting bracket because of rust, because of that salt. So what would have to be done there is the calipers would be removed, and the technician would take a screwdriver and see and move the pad around to see if the pad moves freely. If it does not move freely, then what they're going to have to do is that's going to be the time that you're going to want to recondition the caliper mounting brackets. You still can use the same brake pads because there's going to be a lot of lining left, and remove all that rust that formed off that caliper mounting bracket. That's a cast type material in between the stainless steel hardware. Remove that rust. That will free up the pads, and then he won't have to worry about down the road replacing rotors on that vehicle because of the seized pads. Not necessarily because of wear, but again because of what happens with the salt intrusion. Other concerns at that time would be definitely you're going to want to use for the fuel system. Let's go with Hotshot Secret, their fuel system cleaner. And what that will do is he can do the initial treatment on that. It'll clean the whole fuel system. And then, of course, after that, after he gets that cleaned, I also recommend, and he can use this as one of the best things as a preventative maintenance thing about every, we'll say, 5,000 miles. He can go with the Berryman ChemTool B12 with the high energy solvent technology, and use that as a keep clean after he uses the Hotshot Secret. So other than that, he's doing everything right. He replaced the battery, and that's it. But tires are my concern for sure.
Okay. And he said he wanted to know what to do this year, which you just told him. And he said, what about after another 10,000 miles?
Probably I would go with using and servicing the rear differential. And it's his option at that time. I don't know that most likely the vehicle is a city driver, is to also have the transmission serviced. And again, if he's not capable, you can also go to BG Find a Shop.
BGFindashop.com.
In his area. And they can do all of these services. One of another important thing that comes to mind too is having the brake fluid replaced because it's hydroscopic. Again, the Find a Shop, BG Find a Shop probably would be the way to go to have all these services performed.
Yep. He's very easy to do, very easy to search and find a shop close to you right there. He also says, thank you, Dan. You are the best car show on radio. So I just wanted to make sure I got that in, you know.
Now, wait a minute, Brian. That's not any of your relations, is it?
If it is, I'm going to have to send a check. It's time again. Time for us to pick our winner of our Berryman Hestimonial Prize Package. This month's winner is Matthew from Covington, Louisiana. Matthew says he uses Berryman B12 Chem Tool in his car. The MPG went up and his engine purrs like a kitten. Congratulations, Matthew. Your Berryman prize package is on the way. You could be entered to win, too, just like Matthew. Just send us your testimonial at thecarshowdetroit@gmail.com or on any of our social media pages, and you're automatically entered to win. Remember, Berryman Products features HEST, or high-energy solvent technology, that incorporates strong solvents as opposed to weak carriers like mineral spirits or kerosene, and that differentiates Berryman Products from other additives. With HEST, Berryman Products provide a more complete combination of available chemical technologies to quickly disperse moisture, dissolve gum, varnish, and other fuel residues from the entire fuel system. Fuel tank, fuel lines, fuel injectors, valves, rings, pistons, the whole system. You can find out more over at berrymanproducts.com.
Show continues with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
It does. Remember our voicemail number, 313-405-9747. We're 24/7, 365 there. Call us, leave the message. We will play your message on the air here, and Dan will answer your question. I want to remind you that we are brought to you in part by K-Seal Ultimate, featuring 33% more sealing power. K-Seal Ultimate has been used to repair a porous block on a 1913 Type 22 Bugatti worth $2 million. K-Seal Ultimate is now available nationwide at Walmart. You can learn more at kseal.com. And remember what we always tell you here. You don't just seal it, Dan.
We always K-Seal it.
That's right, we do. Let's go to Tom. Tom's got a 2015 Ford F-250 Super Duty. How many miles on the truck, Tom?
About 123,000.
And you got a fuel economy question?
Yeah, my fuel economy's dropped since it's got over 100,000 miles. And I was just wondering if there's anything I can do to get it back up to where it used to be.
Okay, what type of fuel economy are you getting now, and what were you getting in the past?
I was getting around 11 before. Now I'm getting about 9.5.
Okay, yeah, that's a big drop, especially, you know, on a heavy-duty truck like that. Well, you're a perfect candidate for using Berryman's B12 Chem Tool. It offers what we call the high-energy solvent technology. And what you need to do, and this being that it's a truck, Tom, do you have any idea how large of a fuel tank you have?
35-gallon tank.
Okay, so what I would highly recommend then is that you can go to an advanced auto parts store, and you would need to purchase two cans, 15-ounce cans of the Berryman ChemTool B12, and, you know, make sure you're going to do this on pretty much on a full tank, and, you know, run through that tank, and of course, if you're only getting 10 miles per gallon, it's not going to be long, but you should start noticing a big difference. after you run that tank of fuel through. Because what it's going to do, it's going to totally clean the fuel system. It's going to clean the fuel pump, the fuel tank, your injectors. It's going to end up cleaning any of the deposits that form on top of the intake valves and also on top of the pistons. So to make a long story short, after you do that, about every tank full, you're going to want to give it a little bit of a booster. And maybe for the next three, run the B12 Berryman's Chem through again as a maintenance item. And give us a call back after you do all this and let us know if your fuel economy went back up to 11 miles per gallon.
All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate the info.
Thank you, Tom. We appreciate the call. Remember, you can call us every Thursday. We record at 10 a.m. every Thursday, 10 a.m. Eastern Time. That number is 866-365-7746. And we're standing by, whether you call us or not, we're standing by to answer your questions. Right, Dan?
That's right. In fact, if you want to really give them a good service, give me your cell phone number, Brian.
Just call me anytime. I probably won't know the answer. That's Dan's job, but I'll give you his number if you call me. How about that?
That'll work.
It'll be just like on the radio, except just phone tag between me and you. Here's an interesting one. Guy has a 2013 Hyundai Elantra, 105,000 miles on it. He says he got the oil change, and the guy that changed the oil in his car said that it was still clean. And he said it should have been dirtier, and that could mean something's wrong with how the oil is circulating in the engine. So he says he's going to take it to the dealership to have it looked at. 105,000 miles, like I said. His last oil change was 6 months ago. Only drove 1,500 miles in that 6 months. No check engine light, no oil pressure light. He said the car's running totally fine. No noises, no knocks, nothing. It runs really smoothly. He's wondering if this is something he really needs to be concerned about.
Well, I would say no. Of course, we don't know how often he changes oil.
Yeah.
So we'll say, for an example, he was doing it every 6 months, every 3,000 miles, mm-hmm. and you're using a full synthetic oil. It will be clean. Even at 1,500 miles, it's doing its job. Now, if he was more of a type of guy that, we'll say, did it every 5,000 miles, then the oil should be a little bit dirty because of all the blow-by gases and that. But no, it's doing its job. There's no need to spend some money and take it to the dealer for any inspection. And again, it's all based on how often you change your oil. But what I would highly recommend on this too, mm-hmm. At the same time, is what he could do is he could go with one of Hotshot Secret's FR3 friction reducer. And what it is, it's a nano lubricant and a wear reducer. He's got over 100,000 miles on it. So what that will do, that again, will decrease engine wear. It can raise your horsepower. It can increase your fuel economy and makes the engine run more efficiently. But again, talking about the oil, 1,500 miles, I would assume very much in 6 months, yes, the oil would still look clean.
Oh, okay.
Not a bad idea changing it because... again, probably stop and go driving, but it's a normal condition.
Oh, okay. Well, that's, I've never had somebody change my oil and told me it looked too clean. That seems very odd to me, but I know you got to watch the mileage because the oil can still look fine, but the additives are what breaks down. Correct?
That's right. The additive package is gone. But, you know, look at it this way, too. I know with my customers, and they're on a schedule of changing it every 4,000 or 5,000 miles. Mm-hmm. Believe it or not, it's not black. I mean, you pull that plug, and it's the oil, when it's draining out, can look transparent. So is it still clean? Yeah, it looks clean. But again, it's the additive package that you have to be concerned about. And that's why, you know, making mention, you know, a lot of the products out there, the chemistry today, whether, you know, even with Hotshot Secret, I mean, the stuff works. And that's what you need to look at is keep that 105,000 mile vehicle going by using a lot of the available products that are out there on the market today.
Absolutely. Here's another one. And I knew you and I have we've talked about this in the past. This woman, she's got a 2000 Honda Civic four-door automatic, she says. Her mom borrowed the car, took it to get gas, And when she got in the car, the ignition, the key wouldn't turn in the ignition. She goes, they tried for hours, finally had to have it towed home. She went to bought a new ignition cylinder to try to replace it herself, here says, assuming that was the issue. She said she very quickly realized that this is out of her range of knowledge. So she had only loosened a couple of screws, put them back in place. But when she attempted to start the car now with the original key, boom, it works. So she wants to know what she might have done to cause this to start working now that she, quote, fixed this issue. She wonders if she should spend the money still and have this part replaced.
Well, I'm assuming that it didn't start because the ignition lock didn't turn, okay?
Yeah.
And most people would think it's the tumblers. And again, you look at this, I see so many young kids that will have their key and then maybe they'll have a flashlight. They have a lot of weight on that. But in reality, you shouldn't have any more than the ignition key in that cylinder.
Yeah.
And of course, the remote. Now, that's for vehicles that do have an ignition lock. We have a lot of push button technology today. But on that older Honda, It's not necessarily the ignition tumblers or the lock. You have a thing that's called a housing. So this housing can wear, and as that housing wears, that's the item that will lock your steering wheel and, of course, keep it to the point that you cannot shift into gear. So luckily, which is great about this, you won't have to go to the dealer. One of our partners, Dorman Products, will have a replacement housing and ignition lock assembly package if you need that, or again, just replace the housing. But my recommendation would be change them both. The only disadvantage here would be that you may have to have two keys on your ring. One's going to be for the ignition and one will be for the door lock.
Oh, yeah.
unless you have a keyless entry remote. It's not the end of the world.
No,
but again, you don't want to be stranded. If it happened once, it's going to happen again.
Yeah. How hard is it to replace those?
Well, it's not too bad. You may need some tamper-proof tools, like Torx tools, because they have tamper-proof items. But again, someone with a little bit of mechanical knowledge could do it. But again, this would be an item that I would highly recommend taking it into a shop and having it replaced.
Yeah, and if I do that, just because here's my question: if you did that and you took it to the shop, could they fix it so you only have the one key like you need, or would they have to replace all the door locks too then?
Well, a shop could, but the cost would be prohibited at that time because of the recoding. It's not, and think about it, Brian, it's a 25-year-old vehicle.
Yeah.
It's not the end of the world. We want to get by.
Cost
effective.
Absolutely. I understand. I just, like, that's one of the questions, is going to be asked. So, and that's what I kind of assumed, it would be cost prohibited to replace every lock on the car. Just to have one key instead of two. Just carry the two keys. You're right.
Yep, that's true.
Excellent. Remember, you can email us, thecarshowdetroit@gmail.com. Dan answers the questions. I reply. You're good to go. When you've got rust to bust, you use PB Blaster. When you need to lubricate something to make it work and slide smoothly, you use Blaster Premium Synthetic Multimax Lubricants. Both cans feature Blaster's unique Pro Straw top, letting you adjust the flow from a wide spray down to just a drop. Blaster offers a family of products to help you penetrate, lubricate, loosen, fix, and conquer every job. So don't bust your knuckles, bust your nuts. Always use Blaster products and work it like a pro. Diesel vehicle emission controls begin with proper maintenance and fluids like DEF or diesel exhaust fluid. Featuring a mixture of high purity synthetic urea and deionized water used in SCR or selective catalytic reduction, BlueDef diesel exhaust fluid offers a purity guarantee to meet or exceed the strictest OEM standards. And BlueDef Platinum features advanced system shield technology, which includes a proprietary formula to tackle deposits built up in the SCR system. You can learn more at peakauto.com.
Show with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
Remember, just head to thecarshow.com. Now, all the ways to reach Dan and I are right there. Very easy. Right on the front page, right at the top, big bold letters. You can't miss it. Want to remind you that The Car Show is brought to you in part by CRC Parts Cleaner and Degreaser, formulated to destroy the toughest oil, dirt, and grime from metal automotive parts, including carburetors, air intakes, engine components, suspension parts, and much more. Drive to crcindustries.com for more information. And I want to remind you that BG is the global leader in automotive maintenance services with over 50,000 shops worldwide. A BG shop's always near you. Use bgfindashop.com to find your local shop. Like James in Trenton, Michigan, one of his local BG shops is Joe's Right Way Auto and Truck Repair. You can learn more right there at bgfindashop.com. And that BG Find a Shop is very, very easy to use. Even I can use it. You just enter in your zip code or your city, and then you can even pick what kind of service you want. Like if you and a lot of people have had that issue this week to get their air conditioning. You can pick air conditioning service. BG Find a Shop will tell you where to go to that. They'll do that service for you. So it's a very, very nice website, very convenient to use.
Right. Mm-hmm. Or as an option, if you're a handy person,
yep,
and you have a question, maybe you assume that your air conditioning is not operating properly and you may be low on refrigerant,
yeah,
you can go to any of your neighborhood friendly Advance Auto Parts store and they will have, most of this is either a 12 ounce or 20 ounce can that will have a digital gauge on it that has a no-go gauge that when you hook it up and when your system's running, it'll say whether or not you have a full charge on the system. And the great thing about this, it's reusable. If you need to only use half that can, there's an on-off valve, and you set it on the shelf, and for future use, if you need it again, you have it. And keep in mind, too, that you know, with this across the country, this extreme heat we're having, always remember that if you're driving your vehicle, you want to at least stay a car length behind that other vehicle because of the hot air coming through. You always want to use either the maximum setting or the recirculate setting in your vehicle. And a lot of people always forget about that cabin air filter. If your car is equipped with a cabin air filter, you want to make sure that the heating and air conditioning is breathing properly. You want to raise that hood. You want to make sure you don't have any debris in that cowling area. So many vehicles I see, people don't see it. They don't realize it. They don't raise the hood. But the air intake also can be plugged in the front of your vehicle up underneath the lip of the hood by the windshield wiper blades.
Oh yeah.
And again, you know, think about this, you know, I know in our region, you have all this cottonwood that flies out of the trees. Make sure that the front of your AC condenser isn't coated with all this cotton-like material. If it is, you can take your garden hose and flush that down to get rid of it and help the system breathe. But again, you know, the cabin air filter is important. A lot of people are unaware, Brian, that you can even get a cabin air filter that's a HEPA filter. So if you have any allergies, it'll actually filter out that anything that's floating in the air before it enters the compartment of the vehicle.
Yeah, and changing a cabin air filter is now in. I've done it, so I can speak. Not as hard as you think it would be. There's a couple of little. In my car anyway, I have a 2020 Equinox, couple of tricky little screws to pull out of there. But once you get it out, very easy to swap out the filter. I went to Advance Auto Parts. They gave me, you know, they helped me find the right filter that I needed for my car. I put a HEPA filter in there. It cost a little bit more for the HEPA filter, but I thought, why not put a better filter in there if I'm going to put a filter, if I'm changing it anyway? Like you said, if you're under the hood or I'm under the dash, the glove box down, I might as well put in the best one I can that's going to last the longest, you know.
Right. And if you know, so many times people say, well, I don't know if it's been done. Let me check it. If you're going to pull it out and look at it, you might as well put a new one in at that time.
Absolutely.
You always do that. And then, you know, what I should do, Brian, is on social media, I should post photos or videos of actually how compacted and filled with, you know, if you park by trees, it could be pine needles, it can be decayed leaves. It's very shocking what ends up in that filter.
When I pulled mine out, I lived by the trees that had the little helicopters that fly. And I had some of those in my air filter. I was like, how did that get through the system here? intact, but it's like those things go everywhere. And there was a couple of those in there, little ones, but they were still in there. It's like, oh, my gosh. And and I hadn't changed mine in like 4 years, so it really was overdue. And it was really, it did honestly make a difference because the car was starting to get a weird smell in the cabin. Changing that, boom, gone. Really nice.
Right. And, you know, and that's what BG Find a Shop, you know, if you do their AC service and you have a complaint about an odor inside your vehicle, they have the proper chemicals to disinfect your AC system. It'll clean the evaporator and heater core. So that's something if you do have that that odor, and a lot of people do. And in fact, we also want to look at, too, we all know this, that when our vehicle is running and the AC is on, you see water dripping out maybe on the passenger side.
Oh, yeah.
We want to make sure too, and this is why it's important to keep that cowling area free and clear. It can plug that condensate drain, and we want to make sure that the system is draining. If not, what's going to happen? It's going to stay into the housing for the evaporator, and that's where you get your odors and smells is because of the water not draining out properly.
Okay. And we were talking too, I was telling you, we had a very hot day this past Monday. I mean, on the radio, they were saying it's 93 degrees outside. My the temperature gauge on my dashboard said 100 while I was on the freeway. And you were telling me that it, the pavement might be even hotter than that.
Oh, yeah. In many cases, you know, if you've got 100 degrees temperature, you could have 125 degrees on the pavement. And then, you know, it sounds weird, but you're driving 60 miles an hour. You still have all the heat that from the other vehicles that are coming towards your vehicle at the same time. So, yeah, it gets quite warm.
Yeah. So it's important to maintain that distance. And I'm not that good at that, mostly because if I maintain that distance, then somebody cuts in front of me. And I've got to back off more. Pretty soon I'm going in reverse, you know.
Well, or you could do a little bit of drafting. You could follow that semi.
I have done that too, just because that engine's a little further up than the car ahead of me. Yeah, it's just, I think a lot of people don't think about maintaining or doing anything to their air conditioning until they really need it. And I've explained to several people the max is the same as recirculate. A lot of people don't understand that those two things are the same. You know, mine says recirculate, but one of the guys that works here said, well, I don't have recirculate on mine. It's like, does it say max air? And he goes, yeah, that's recirculate.
Well, so, and you know, right, it is. And keep in mind, too, that you'll notice that if you have it on AC and you go to defrost, it'll shut off that recirculate or max feature.
Yep.
Because when you're in the defrost mode, it wants fresh air to clear the windshield.
Oh, that's interesting. I haven't used the defroster recently. I mean, I did maybe 2 weeks ago. It was a little muggy out, and my windows were getting frosted up, and I didn't even know that. And I know that it's important, too, that even when it's cold, I tell people, and I get a lot of grief for this, I still run my AC every once in a while, even when it's cold out, just to keep that system, like, lubricated and working properly.
Well, but also keep in mind, too, Brian, that when you are under defrost mode, even in the winter months, your AC does turn on because the AC is what actually removes the humidity from inside the vehicle.
Oh, so you're telling me I don't need to just turn the AC on a little bit because if I'm using the defroster, it's fine?
Yes.
Look at that. I learned something. And they said... And they said I couldn't be taught, Dan.
Well, again, we will have a test after we're done.
I hate these tests because I never pass.
I know.
Well, thanks for joining us, everybody, this week. Join us again next week. Same time. Have a safe driving week ahead. This vehicle maintenance spotlight is brought to you by Hotshot Secret. We had an 02 Chevy 2500 diesel come into the shop last week. The customer complained of hard starts, rough idle, and of loss of power. He was afraid he might need injectors or worse, a complete fuel system overhaul. Well, our diagnosis pointed toward injectors, which would have to be replaced as a set. But before replacing any parts, we tried some chemistry. We added Hotshot Secrets EDT, or Everyday Diesel Treatment, to the tank and sent him down the road. The next day, truck was running smoother, cleaner, and had more throttle response. EDT is a 6-in-1 diesel additive that boosts cetane up to 7 points, improves fuel economy by over 7%, and increases lubricity up to 26% thanks to its LX4 formula. It's made for today's ultra-low sulfur diesel and helps protect fuel systems on any diesel engine, old or new. Hotshot Secret offers problem-specific solutions that are powered by science. Available nationwide at Hotshot Secret's dealers, automotive retailers, and online at hotshotsecret.com.